Donald Trump says he will use tent cities to end caravan, catch, and release. By Neil Monroe on October 29, 2018. President Donald Trump told Fox News that he will hold Central American asylum seekers in detention while they wait for their asylum requests to be considered by immigration judges. "We're going to hold them in detention until such time their trial takes place," he told Fox News host Laura Ingraham Monday night. He continued, "We're going to build tent cities, we're going to put tents up all over the place. The migrants are going to wait in detention. And if they don't get asylum, they get out of here. We're not letting them into this country," he said, suggesting his plan will include all Central American asylum seekers, not just the migrants in the two approaching caravans of Honduran migrants. Trump is now expected to announce his plan on Wednesday, and likely will also describe the legal authorities which would allow a drastic change from the pro-migration policies embraced by Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Democrats, progressives and business groups will oppose his plan to reduce migration, and will likely ask a California judge to block the plan. In turn, Attorney General Jeff Sessions will push the Supreme Court to contain the judicial counterattacks on Trump's defense of the nation's border and labor market. Trump said his plan would keep asylum-seeking parents with their children, undermining Democrats' complaints about family separation. The Trump plan can legally replace the judge-imposed Flores rule, which forces officials to release migrants with children before their asylum requests can be processed by officials. The Flores rule releases migrants with children in 20 days, even though the legal process takes roughly 40 days. Trump's plan may deter the future flow of migrants towards the border and into the United States. "Once the asylum-seeking migrants are held in detention, you will have far fewer people come up," he said. Trump's detention plan could break the cartel's profitable labor trafficking business because it prevents migrants from getting the U.S. jobs which allow them to pay for the cartel's fees. Getting the migrants released is the payday for the cartels. Once released, the migrants typically get the U.S. jobs they need to pay their debts to the cartel labor traffickers. Moreover, many migrants continue working until they can raise another $10,000 to pay the cartels to smuggle their spouse or a child into the United States. However, the cutoff of cartel-delivered labor and consumers would reduce the economic benefits enjoyed by U.S. cheap labor employers, retailers, landlords, and upper-income professionals. The scale of the cartel's labor trafficking is huge. In 2014, 400,000 asylum seekers were given temporary work permits, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Many additional migrants pay the cartels to help them sneak into the United States. Overall, Washington's economic policy of using migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states.